Coronavirus update. I'm Julie Walker with an AP News Minute. Experts are watching for a potential new COVID surge in the U.S. and wondering how long it will take to detect. They say recent changes, including how Americans are getting tested and a decision by federal officials to reduce the number of labs hunting for variants, could hurt the nation's ability to see the beginning of a new wave. Professor Ji Young Lee at Ohio State University says wastewater testing is a practical way to do it.
It captures community level or building level or neighborhood level virus trend.
Georgia lawmakers gave final approval yesterday to a bill that would let parents opt their children out of public school mask mandates, with Governor Brian Kemp expected to sign it. Republicans argued parents should be able to reject what they call misguided policies, while Democrats argued the move would gut a protective measure that could still be needed if COVID resurges. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey signed legislation yesterday preventing temporary medical licenses issued under his coronavirus executive orders from immediately becoming invalid if he ends the state of emergency issued 2 years ago. A waiver issued by the Department of Health under Ducey's emergency order allowed doctors, nurses, and other qualified health professionals to be licensed even if they lack current training or other requirements in the state. COVID rates are plunging among migrants crossing the border from Mexico as the Biden administration faces a Wednesday deadline to end or extend sweeping restrictions on asylum that are aimed at limiting the virus's spread. Lower rates raise more questions about scientific grounds for a public health order that's caused migrants to be expelled from the U.S. more than 1.7 million times since March 2020 without a chance to request asylum. And the Oscars are back following last year's pandemic-plagued restrictions. Actress Rita Moreno is looking forward to tomorrow's award show. Her film, a remake of West Side Story, is up for Best Picture.
61 years later, I'm thrilled.
Moreno won an acting Oscar for the original version as Anita. Julie Walker, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.